promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
And good morning and welcome to Wednesday. It's November 2nd. We're here in the studio. We got two beautiful guests we're going to bring in just a second.
Woohoo!
How you doing, Steph?
I'm great.
Yeah?
I'm kind of mad at myself, to be honest.
Why?
I'm really ticked off. I love how I start off saying I'm great.
Yeah, what did you do?
Always females. Their first response is never true. No, I went to the gym around midnight last night.
At midnight? Who goes to the gym at midnight?
I do, because that's the best way. I have an audition today, and that's the best way to prepare for my material. I'm always doing cardio while I'm preparing.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, though, so it's midnight. Okay, so I get home. I'm actually feeling great. Zonk out. I'm thinking, there's no way I'm going to get up in time. I'm going to be so miserable. I pop out before my alarm even goes off. I'm up and I'm ready to go. I'm thinking, this is amazing.
Yeah.
So you know what? I'm just going to go back to sleep just for 20 more minutes because I'm already up, you know? Just rest for 20 more minutes.
I know. Horrible. It always feels nice when you can go back to bed.
Yes, except I took those 20 minutes, and then when I woke up, I was miserable.
Really?
And now I'm, like, dead tired again. What is up with that? I don't get it.
Because you didn't get your full cycle of sleep, I guess, or something, you know?
Gotten up when I
could. So you're tired now?
Yeah, I'm pretty down.
Yeah,
man.
It sucks having to drive
drowsy
in the morning when you're tired, you know?
Yeah, good thing there hasn't been traffic the past 2 days have been amazing.
Yeah. So, quickly, I just wanted to cover a couple of things before we bring in our guests. Did you hear that this 20-year-old is accusing Bieber of being the father of her child?
What?
Yeah. She claims they had sex in the backstage after his show.
Oh, brother. That's so ridiculous.
So,
anything to get some money, right?
Oh, yeah. Money and fame. You know, why not? You know. But, I mean, that's the thing. Even if it never happened, it leaves a stain on them, you know, for life. Because people are not going to forget this soon, you know?
Right.
So, what are you going to do?
That's pretty sad. Wait, how old is Bieber now?
He's 17.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't he with, like, Selena Gomez?
I don't know who the hell he's with. I don't really care about him, but when something like that is in the news, I'll cover that.
Yeah, for sure. What else is going on?
Yeah. And then this other thing, you know, we were talking about Kane being accused of sexual harassment and things like that. So the problem with him is he keeps changing the story all the time, you know. So that's not very good in politics if you try to be president, you know.
It's like you're hiding things now. Now you lied the first time. How can we tell
that
you're
exactly
not lying this time?
So then there's a video here of him lashing out at reporters, and I wanted to play that because I think it's pretty funny. And this is the person we're going to that could be our president, you know, so we have to be careful with
that. Just in time for elections, though. You got to love it.
Yeah. Okay, so here he is with reporters around him.
Let me say one thing. I'm here with these doctors, and that's what I'm going to talk about. So don't even bother asking me all of these other questions that you all are curious about, okay? Don't even bother.
It's a good question, though.
But are you concerned about the fact that these women do want to, that
what
perhaps
did I say?
One of them wants to come forward? Are you concerned about...
Excuse me.
He didn't ask the question.
Excuse me.
Rick Ross was the rapper.
Step aside, please.
Had a seizure. Do you have any...
What part of no don't some people understand? Which way are we going?
Really? Mr. Kane, are you concerned, though, about these women trying to come forward? Mr. Kane, are you concerned about some of the women maybe coming forward?
Get off the way, sir. Stand back.
Which way are we going?
Okay, so you get the idea of what's going on here. He's not very happy, man.
He is not in a good position there right now. Whatever.
All right. Well, let's bring in our guests. We have Tara Darby in the studio. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming back. And Christina Nardozzi, right?
Hello. Yes.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I just, Stephanie, I can't describe how beautiful these women are, you know.
Gorgeous.
Oh, and
you are very kind.
Yeah, well,
you
I'm very.
You two are good looking.
Yeah, oh, what's that?
You two are good looking.
Oh, well, thank you very much, you know, but nothing compared to you. I mean, so let's let everybody know you both former misses of, so let's start with Christina. Tell us a little bit about yourself. First of all, you're a former Miss?
Miss Massachusetts USA 2005.
Wow.
So that's my roll call.
Yeah, that's pretty recent.
Cool.
Yes, not too long ago, and I had a great experience. I got to compete at Miss USA, the same as Tara.
Yeah, you did too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you were Miss
Alabama.
Alabama.
USA.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so you got to compete in Miss USA as well, right?
Yeah, we both competed at Miss USA, and it was hands down one of the best experiences of our lives.
Really? Were you at the same contest, at the same one?
No, Tara competed in 2004, and then I was the next year in 2005.
I see. Okay.
And Tara kicked butt. She was
did
top
really?
10.
Well, we all kicked butt, Christina.
I know. So, but Tara did really well, and then she also won Fear Factor that year, because we both actually got to compete on Fear Factor, Miss USA, our respective years.
Wow.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How was that? I mean, did you guys get to the point where you had to eat gross things and stuff?
Oh, boy. Did we ever. That's like the first question that I get
know,
asked
because
by
it's disgusting.
10-year-olds or 100-year-olds.
What did you eat?
Yeah.
And you got to eat something really good.
Oh. Please share.
Well, girls, if you want to know a diet trick, just try sea cucumber, because it doesn't stay down for long and you kind of lose your appetite for a good couple weeks.
So. Wow, sea cucumber, never heard of it.
Well, and it doesn't sound that offensive, does it? But it's a tricky one.
If you Google it, you will be very surprised.
Really?
What you see. It is not pretty.
It's not very ladylike, I'll say that.
Really? Well, at least it's not pig testicles, you know.
Oh, yes, it could be worse. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. Way worse.
Yeah, this is cool. So, okay, so let's start. Tara, are you originally from Alabama?
I'm originally from Alabama. Mm-hmm. And Christina and I both started modeling, and obviously here we are in La La Land, and we work as models and actors and TV hosts. Mm-hmm. But we also were passionate about pageantry. So I always say the evolution of Tara is that I've been inching west my whole life. I grew up in Alabama, went to college in Mississippi, lived in Texas, worked in broadcasting there for 5 years, and I'm in L.A. And then as soon as I moved to L.A., and Sam, I actually talked to you, did an interview with you, like, fresh off the boat, as soon as I landed in L.A.
So you were pretty new then, huh?
Oh, I was brand new.
Wow.
Brand new.
Yeah.
And then probably like the next week after I talked with you the first time and did the interview, I met Christina and we started a business, Sashes and Crowns.
Wow, that sounds good. So you guys met here in L.A., right?
We did.
How did you guys meet?
We kind of met in an unconventional way.
Christina loves to tell the story.
Tara hates the story. Because if it were up to Tara, we actually never would have been friends.
It's true.
It is. I had auditioned for a travel show that Tara's boyfriend produces. Mm-hmm. And went in my bikini. And he
hired you on the spot.
Well, he flipped over to see what my resume read. Uh-huh. And saw Miss USA. I know. Surprise, surprise. Producers actually do read resumes. Uh-huh. And it had said that I competed at Miss USA and I was on Fear Factor. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, don't you know that my girlfriend competed as well? Her name's Tara Darby.
Mm.
And I'm an encyclopedia
Christina
of pageant girls.
Knows all things pageants. She has a special bedazzled file cabinet in her brain.
And I thought, Tara Darby, Alabama, and she wore this great deep V-neck black gown.
Like,
did
she'll
so
know
well
the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I did.
That's incredible.
And
kind of weird.
And he said, well, we just moved here. Maybe you could be Tara's friend. She doesn't have any friends yet.
Well, meanwhile, I'm at home unpacking boxes. It's totally overwhelmed by living in LA. Had moved from Dallas, and I get this email from my boyfriend. Oh, you really need to go have coffee with this girl, and he has a link to her website. And I'm like, what the heck? What kind of angle is this?
Yeah.
You're dying for me to meet this girl. I'm not interested. No, thank you.
And for me, a stranger is my friend. I will be friends with anybody if you're nice. If you're not nice, be careful. My Boston will come out.
Really?
But I emailed Tara and I said, let's go out for coffee. I'd love to to meet and show you around. Well, Tara never replied.
I wasn't interested.
You did reply. You said, oh, sure, maybe in the future. Yeah. Well, we ran into each other the next night at an audition.
That's so random. That happens a lot.
The next day, 24 hours later, and then 2 days later, we all went out on a couple's date in Santa Monica, where we all live, and hit it off, and we said, let's start a pageant coaching business.
That's awesome. So when you met her, you had already been here, so you could show her around. That's what you were going to do. How long have you been here in L.A.?
It'll be 6 years on Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow. Ooh. So not too long after you won the pageant, you decided to move here?
I gave up my title in 2005, so in December of 2005, and then Valentine's Day, I moved to L.A. in 2006.
Wow.
And there was no inching towards the West. Yeah. I packed up my bags and said, my dreams are out in California. Packed up one suitcase and a couple boxes and landed in Studio City.
Wow, nice. That's amazing. Now, so you grew up in Boston, right?
I grew up in a little town called Seekonk, which is difficult. I have to really emphasize.
It's a tongue twister.
Seekonk, and it's not by the sea. It's actually on a reservoir. And it's a beautiful little town. 13,000 people live there.
Whoa.
And, yeah, my dad was a police officer there for many years.
Wow.
Mom's a social worker. And then I ended up in pageants.
Yeah. Wow. So this is like the classic case of small town girl, you know, making it in the big city. And
literally, small town girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, at what point did you decide you want to compete in a pageant? Did you try this early on?
There's actually a funny story with my history of pageants.
Cute.
My first pageant was when I was 5 years old. And if you're from Massachusetts, pageants really are not very big there. I'm not from Alabama like Tara.
Yeah. It's a big thing, y'all.
My mother does not even know how to braid my hair still to this day. It's okay. And I was in a pageant, and they said, Christina, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I thought, a taxi cab driver in New York City.
No way.
That's what I said, and everybody
sounds
was that's
great.
Funny.
You don't have the looks for it, though.
No, she doesn't.
So fast forward, it was maybe 14 years later, and I was in college, and I competed for Miss Massachusetts USA.
Yeah.
I had been a college and high school jock and decided that I wanted a career in TV and competed for Miss Mass. I was second runner-up the first year and then went back with the right tools, and I won. And
Very cool.
As Tara said, it's a life-changing event when you get to represent your state and then head to Miss USA.
I'm sure. I mean, that's a pretty big deal, you know.
Now, the Miss USA one's the one through Donald Trump,
correct.
Right?
Okay. Exactly.
So it's not the Miss America one, right?
No.
Which one's bigger, the Miss America?
Well, I'll say so what they like to say, and we don't necessarily endorse this, but I'll share it with you. So what they say is that the Miss America girls are the girl next, they're the girls next door, but the Miss USA girls are the girls you wish live next door.
Okay.
But, I mean, I just had to throw that out there.
But we really do think that all girls in pageants are hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and I mean, Miss USA is still big, you know? I mean, it's a big deal.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Know?
Huge deal.
And if you win Miss USA, you get to go on to Miss Universe.
Right.
So that's where it does differ.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
What made you decide to compete for the Miss USA side of things as opposed to the Miss America? I'm just kidding. Because I actually did a few when I was like 16, the teen stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the America side just because I had some
talent. Yeah.
My body is not, I'm not 5'9", you know, but
height does not matter. So you could have done USA.
Any of them. Right.
Sure.
I actually started doing prelims for America. And the reason that I started doing pageants when I turned 17 was for college scholarship money.
Exactly.
And it absolutely was an amazing experience. I did win some scholarships that I took with me to Ole Miss, but I did not have a strong stage talent. So the girls that really excel in dance or singing, playing the piano, I would sing Patsy Cline songs, and I would sing like one song a year. I'm a terrible singer. Like, I don't know what I was thinking, but I loved competing in pageants. So that was my first taste of it. And I did those prelims for years, and then I discovered that Miss USA was a better fit. And when we're helping our clients, that's what we do. We just kind of evaluate what are your strengths, because America is an excellent system.
Right.
If you do have a strong stage talent.
Yeah.
Sure. We can find out their weakness pretty quickly. For myself, I cannot sing or dance. I was in the special group at Miss USA.
Yeah.
That means all the way in the back. I am a human radio for one-liners for songs. My strength was Lamb of God in church. And I was told that I should never sing again. So that's why I did Miss USA, not Miss America.
Awesome. Great personalities.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
And Tara, how about you? Was it an early age thing for you as well, where you wanted to compete? No.
No, I started at 17 for scholarship money. But,
that's
you know,
right. Okay.
We work in entertainment, and Christina and I both started modeling at really young ages in our little small towns that we grew up in. I think we both started around 14. So, you know, that was just a nice parallel, and it still is, you know, for so many girls that we help coach that are competing for Miss California or any of the other state titles. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are wanting to be models, wanting to be TV hosts, wanting to be in radio. So there's a big entertainment parallel with pageantry.
Mm, sure. I see. So you do have to have some kind of a talent as well, right? Or is it just about looks on Miss
USA? Well, for Miss USA, there's three phases of competition. Mm-hmm. Evening gown, swimsuit, and interview. Interview being the most important part of competition because that's where you win it or lose
really?
It.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because let's face it, especially here in L.A., beauty is a dime a dozen. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have the brains to back it up, how can you go on to win your big title?
That's
you need
true.
To be able to speak about these hot issues, these hot topics
right.
that now are happening every single day.
Right. Wow, that's pretty cool. You know, I mean, so you have to really have a personality. You have to let it come through. And mm-hmm. yeah, you don't just stand there, you know.
And we have, no. You need to be able to back up that beauty, like I said. And then we have a unique way of teaching girls how to bring their best foot forward. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody has, you know, their unique self that they need to let, you know, Sam and Steph know, you know,
right.
there are things about me that you don't know, but right. are interesting.
Right.
That stuff's handy,
true.
Not even just with pageantry,
absolutely.
But for actors as well.
Their life skills.
Yes. What are you doing that's different? You know,
right.
going into a room with 100 girls that kind of look the exact same as you, how am I going to stand out?
Yeah.
And that, yeah, that's really neat.
We call it our diamond points. So we have the diamond approach, and then we have three unique points. So we don't like to give away all of our secrets.
Yeah, we can't give it all away.
Of course not.
But there is so many of the girls that we help, if we're helping them with interview for a pageant, then they can take those skills to the audition with them.
For sure.
And then they can take it with them to the workplace when they're having job interviews, when they're applying for colleges. So there really are a lot of life skills that we both learned through pageantry, which is why we're still passionate about it.
Sure.
Right. Now, how many contestants were there in the state pageant? Like, in
for
Massachusetts,
respective
states, for example, yeah.
There were 64 girls the year that I competed.
64?
64, so more than the girls amount of girls at USA.
Yeah,
and
wow.
And even those girls, do you have to win like local ones to get into that, or how does that work?
So not for Massachusetts. You go through an interview process to be accepted.
I see.
And then throughout the pool that they choose, then you compete against those girls.
Very cool. Mm.
Now in California, there are local pageants.
Oh my gosh, it's
then
huge.
Everybody has a title going to Miss California USA, and I believe there are over 300 girls competing this year.
Yeah, it's huge.
Gosh.
There's so many opportunities that these girls get, you know, to be in front of the cameras. They have red carpet events. It's
modeling events.
A media frenzy surrounding the pageants.
Great
so,
exposure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, wow. So you said you've been in pageants early on too, right?
Very early on, like when I was a teen,
Oh, really?
Teeny bopper. Yeah. It was fun. For me, it wasn't my thing. Like, I was just more focused on the acting, but I danced, and I won a few local pageants and did Miss Teen Maryland, and it's really great. The exposure is tremendous. Mm-hmm. Everything about it, I highly recommend it.
Well, we're glad that it was a positive experience for
you.
We really like to debunk the myth that pageants are negative, you know, because it was such a positive place for us.
Yeah.
Why do people think it's a negative thing?
Well, stereotypes
people
exist
judge
for
it.
A
sure.
reason.
Well, when you think
let's not get crazy.
When you think of a pageant girl, what do you think? What's your first thought?
My first thought is strong competition, I guess. A lot of pressure to look good, to perform and things like that, you know? So,
ambitious, intelligent women.
Good. There we go.
Okay, but the other side of that.
Well, when we tell people we're pageant coaches, they first say, oh, do you teach the toddlers and tiaras of the world?
Oh,
really?
Gosh. World peace.
I mean, we've heard it all, and we can definitely laugh at it, which, I mean, you have to. I mean, girls in high heels and swimsuits, and there's no water in sight during the swimsuit competition. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
So we can laugh at it, too, but there's so much charm to the pageant systems as well.
Yeah. Well, for those of you who want to follow us, go to sashesandcrowns.com, and you can get a little bit of information on Tara and Christina. I wanted to ask you, so, and how many were in Alabama that were competing?
You know,
with
I don't remember. I think it
you
was
like the statistics.
It's smaller.
No, I mean, because
no,
you know,
I like it too. I like the details.
I mean, because look at it this way. I mean, when you selected out of a few dozens of girls, it's pretty cool. It's a
that's
good
competition.
Feeling, you know?
That's huge, I mean, yeah. That's,
yeah, it's huge.
I don't actually remember the number exactly. I think it was in the 20s.
In the
smaller
20s?
Pageant and
highly competitive.
It's very competitive. Well, in the South, the Southern states are generally, I don't know what it is about glitz and glamour and being Southern, but it all just kind of goes together so
yeah.
nicely.
And it really does. I mean, how many times like a Miss Texas gets
oh,
elected?
Oh, boy.
And stuff,
Texas,
you know?
They dominate.
Texas,
yeah.
California,
gosh,
Florida.
They have
New
so
York,
many beautiful
right,
women.
Yeah. Not so much.
Not as much.
No, I mean, the Southern states. That's where they really bring it. And Tara and I just finished, or almost have finished, our hometown training tour. We were in Alabama, which was my first time there.
Yeah.
Hope I didn't scare off.
No.
How was it? Did you like it?
Gorgeous. The
really?
People were so sweet, and their accents were hysterical.
Yeah.
I didn't hear, oh, bless your heart. I was waiting for it.
Yeah, she waited. She was really hoping she would get that, but oh well.
But the girls, we had 30 clients while we were there.
Holy cow.
And each one was just more so sweet and drop dead gorgeous.
Wow.
I mean, they're 12 to 16 years old and then in their 20s, and these ladies know how to put on makeup
really?
And walk
wow.
and have their shoulders back. It was very impressive. They
now,
were
what
impressive.
Do you think about 12-year-olds doing this? I mean, is that too early or, you
no.
know, because, well, I guess not, because like the JoBenet thing, she was like really young, right?
Right.
But 12 is pretty, it's not too early, you don't
well,
think?
Well, I was 12 years old when I started modeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I was like 13, 14 mm-hmm. when I started modeling. So it's kind of the same. And, you know, while we don't really, our client base, they're really in their teens, 20s, and then women who are married who are like in their 30s and 40s.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we have had younger clients, and certainly that's not our focus, and that's not the type of pageantry that we competed in. But when people are like, oh, that's so terrible, how can you put your child in pageants? I think, you know, I like to watch television and film, and a lot of my favorite movies and TV shows have child actors.
Right.
So how is it that much different? Obviously, the parent has to sign them up for it. Now, will I choose to do that when I'm a parent? Probably not. You want to let your kids do what they are naturally inclined to do.
It's a sport.
But
look at it that way.
Yeah, we do look at it.
I mean, what did you
sport.
What did you do when you were 5 years old?
Yeah. Yeah.
After school activity.
I played doctor on the street, but don't ask
oh
me
boy.
That question.
Oh boy.
That's what I was doing.
But it's also it's all what you make of it. You know,
right.
I mean, there are 12-year-olds that are really, you know, focused on their talent and just being out there in front of the audience, and they truly love it and it's passion.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are 12-year-olds who are, you know, putting on the plastered makeup.
Right.
It's just what you make of it, you know?
Yes.
All ages, 5 years old, it's okay if the kid wants
right.
to do it.
There,
I suppose, yeah. And, you know, I mean, if the parents are okay with it and everything.
There are extreme cases in anything out there,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's true.
Sports, pageantry.
Yeah.
Parents that push scholastics, you
right.
know, where you have to, you know, receive A pluses every single day of your life.
Wow.
I mean, listen,
yeah.
they're extreme.
And
every...
boy, do we deal with the crazy parents.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Oh boy.
Yeah, that's
but
what
that's
I was
part
gonna...
of it, you know.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
We love our job, you know,
we
every
do.
Day. Whether we're coaching or modeling or TV hosting, whatever our job is for that day, we mm-hmm. embrace it and we think, you know what? We love what we do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
dream
great.
Job.
That's the most important
so,
thing.
So now, how did the company come about? You know, I mean, you guys met and you were friends mm-hmm. for a while and stuff. I mean, did it pretty much immediately come up where you guys were thinking, well, what can we do together?
Well, we're both experts in pageantry.
Right.
So it was kind of a natural fit. We said, what do you do on your free time?
Mm-hmm.
And we both had been coaching individually.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
So, you know, I mean, and we may work one, have one photo shoot a week. We may be shooting a commercial for 2 days in a given week, and the other days we're auditioning and we have some downtime. So we just realized that we both had this in common, and it's an expertise. You know, for us to begin to start the business, we didn't have to have a lot of overhead. We already had the knowledge base. And then we were both getting calls from mothers. You know, some mom in Alabama would call my mom, who would call me and say, oh, little Sally wants to mm-hmm. be in a pageant. Can you help her? But we didn't really have our rates, and I didn't really have a business or website. So when I met Christina, I was like, okay, now I can do this because I have a partner and we're really good at divvying up the tasks. And we started it as a really small-time supplemental income type of business, like how nice this will fit in perfectly with our freelance schedule as
right.
we're working. And now it's completely taken over our lives.
Wow.
And it's grown far beyond what we would have expected, definitely.
Really?
Because it's not just pageant coaching. Now we get girls into and boys into modeling agencies. So we do agency placement. We also do full-on demo reels.
So many of our clients wanted to do entertainment, and then we were like, well, okay, can you also help me start modeling? Well, sure, we've been doing that forever too. So it just kind of turned into this much bigger business than we expected, and we're actually gearing up for the second part of our hometown training tour. We're going to be in New York next week modeling and also taking appointments, and then we're going to Massachusetts.
Uh-huh. To CCOM.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we're looking forward to it. It's, you know, we never imagined where it would go. We had, you know, you start small, and then we began to think big.
Now, when you guys were competing and stuff, did you get any coaching from other people?
Of course.
Yes.
You did.
Definitely.
You can't do well without a coach.
Really?
Right.
So the coaches are usually former contestants and things
Actually,
like that?
No.
Not all.
Most of the pageant coaches, we're up against homosexual, flamboyant men. And we actually are very tame and normal and boring compared to other female pageant coaches. We're kind of like the non-pageant coaches because, I mean, at least we think that we're pretty tame and normal. But, you know, like, it's just funny because pageantry, it's like an amplified version of everything, you know? The glitz and the glamour and the hairspray and the boob pads and all the little stuff that make it. It really is about, like, amplifying yourself and your personality. And it's funny.
Well, there's a duality. There's normal Christina, normal Tara, and then there's pageant Christina.
Oh, yeah.
And pageant Tara.
So sparkle
fingers, we bring it out, you know.
Thing.
When we're in serious coaching mode, you know, this is normal Christina. And you better follow what I'm saying or you're not going to do well.
Yeah.
You know, it sometimes hurts to hear the truth, but at the end of the day, we're very nice people and we're friends to all of our clients.
Yeah.
But we want them to succeed.
Exactly.
Right. Now, when someone comes to you and stuff, how long does it take to coach them? I mean, is it like a specific time or does it vary between people?
Yeah, it varies. I mean, obviously, one thing that we've learned through our pageant coaching is we can see all the potential in the world in a client, but if they're not really willing to do the hard work, there's only so much we can do. And that's so frustrating for us.
Yeah. Because, you know, the saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink it.
Right.
You know, we give all the tools to our clients that they can do incredibly well.
Right.
They can have a huge transformation. But usually in the first meeting, we kind of have the pre-interview and we have all of our points on a paper. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you walk? How do you do an interview? Mm-hmm. Then there's evening gown walk, swimsuit walk, which are very different. And then we kind of tell them, you know, how long are you actually going to need to see this transformation?
Right. Wow. That's pretty cool. So now I wanted to know, is there like an age limit to those pageants?
Oh, yes. There is. Oh,
there is, right? Like, what is it? Like 18, 20?
For Miss Teen USA, there's a very clear cutoff. It is until, I believe, 18. If you turn 18 no later than February.
Mm-hmm. I thought there was a crossover with age 19.
I believe there is for Miss USA. It's 19.
Oh, for USA, right.
19 through 26.
Yeah, so, you know, it starts in the teens and goes up to 26. For Miss America, the cutoff is actually age 24.
I see. Okay.
So there's a smaller window of opportunity for
this
those girls.
This would have been my last chance.
Aww, man. But don't worry, because we know every pageant system that exists, and there's a pageant for everyone. In fact, Sam, if you want to compete in a pageant, we can definitely make you the winner.
Like
yes.
For your a 51-year-old mind...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Boy.
You could do a 51-year-old and your dog. You can do Miss Pregnancy. You can do
Mr. Gay America.
Mrs. Senior Citizen.
Fitness America.
Miss Strawberry Fields.
Miss Peanut Festival.
The list goes on.
On and on.
That's awesome. Funny.
But Miss Pregnancy is my favorite.
Yeah.
What do you think, though, are their intentions for getting involved in this? Like, what do you get out of that?
Money.
Miss Fitness, just the money. Okay.
Well, you know, you have a title.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People like titles.
Prestige.
Right?
Yeah.
If you can't be a doctor, why not have Miss Pregnancy?
We have a lot of clients who are women in their 30s and 40s who maybe they're done having children, maybe they went through a tremendous weight loss, and they want to kind of prove it to themselves, prove it to their family that, you know, they set a goal, they've reached it. And those are some of our favorite clients to work with because they're excited about it. They're so proud. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a huge element of confidence building that we go through with every single client.
Right.
But we love helping the Mrs. clients.
Well, and some of these ladies actually do not even have a pageant that they're competing for.
True. Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of interesting.
Really?
So you know, they've come into money because they live in Orange County and maybe they've married a
rich man. We get these phone calls.
Man,
we're not making this up.
And they call to say, can you help me with my closet and turn it into a beauty queen wardrobe? Can you teach me how to do red carpet interviews? you know, because now they have to champion different charities. Yeah. We want to know how to answer the questions when we're asked, why are we championing this charity of choice?
Right.
I want my daughter to look like a beauty queen. I want her to hold her head up high, her shoulders back. I want her to walk into a room with beauty and poise and presence, but she doesn't have a pageant coming up. Can you help? And we always say yes.
Or the mom doesn't want to talk to the daughter about maybe getting fit or pushing her shoulders back. Mm-hmm. You know,
we get to be the bad guys, but that's okay, because it takes pressure off mom. And you know, the daughter probably would rather hear it from us, because she sees us as more of a peer than you know, a parental
so they do
figure.
This, I mean, I can see how it would raise her self-esteem and everything, you know,
oh,
when
for sure.
she's like beautiful and people notice her and so forth, you know. So wow, so that's cool. So it's not only people that go to pageants,
right?
Yeah, I mean, you guys have like so much experience, you can pretty much do anything, you know.
We say yes to everything.
Yes.
Can you be a knife thrower? Yes. Can you play the ukulele?
Yes. We joke about this. We never say no to anything. Like, can you plan my party and make it look like a pageant scene?
For $500.
We say yes to everything.
Can you find us a $10,000 gown for under $300?
Yes. And then we get off the phone and we look at each other and we're like,
what did we just get ourselves into? But guess what?
We
get it done.
We find a way.
So this is cool. So what do you see in the future for the company? I mean, do you guys say, I mean, let me ask you this. Anyone that you've coached, have they won anything?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. We've had winners.
We have a long list. We're really excited about two of our contestants this year. We have the current Miss Greater San Diego USA. Uh-huh. And then one of our clients is Miss San Diego Teen USA.
Wow.
So huge transformations there. But no, the big picture, we're writing a template for a book. So get ready for that coming out.
That's really great.
How anybody can be a beauty queen. So not just for people who are in pageants, but how to get that whole look. And yes, Sam, you can do it too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to get the book, you know.
So books, products, we love to work out. So hopefully a workout DVD, beauty queen body.
Yeah,
that's
beauty
awesome.
Queen booty.
I like where this is going.
So big goals, you know.
Yeah.
Just to continue to grow and empower women and our few male clients too. We help. It's all about, you know, leaving them better than they were when they first met with us, had learned something, you know, having improved something. So that's kind of the greatest benefit to our business. We feel good about every client.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you get straight males also, or
of
is
course.
It?
Yeah, we do definitely for
the modeling and for the modeling workshops.
Sam's thinking about it.
So the modeling,
definitely. We do have a lot of guys. And they always get a little nervous when they go to our website, sashes and crowns.
I know.
What's that?
But
that sounds girly.
But we always say that I can put on a Patriots jersey, and then who would you put on? Auburn? No.
No, what?
Wait, who would
that
you?
That is sacrilege. Oh. No.
Okay, well, we would put on our respective...
Bama.
Bama and Patriots jerseys, and then we make the boys feel comfortable.
Yeah, we try to buoy it up a little.
But we're still wearing our 6-inch heels.
Yeah.
Awesome. How long has Sashes and Crowns been around?
So about 2.5 years.
So it's still fairly new and fresh.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, you know, you started rather recently and you're already doing pretty well and stuff, you know. That's pretty good, because it's not that easy to make it in business these days, you know, especially in this economy. And, you know, so what are some of the things that... okay, so you were talking about like showing how to do the interview, things like this. Do you also show them how to put makeup on? So they put on their own makeup. It's not like you have somebody doing it for you, right?
Well, we give them the tools how to do pageant makeup. So they come with a clean face, and then we have the template. What you should have for makeup for interview is very different than the makeup that you'll have on for stage makeup, for evening gown and swimsuit.
Oh, okay.
So we just teach them the basics, you know, how to add more on the eye and what color lips would be best for their skin tones. So they can, it's really a full service pageant coaching business. They come in and from head to toe, they're ready to go.
Yeah.
And we always want to teach them things that they can take with them. You know, absolutely they can hire a hair and makeup stylist for the day to help them before the pageant. Right. But really, isn't it better for them to learn that skill themselves? And then when they have a media appearance, when they're going on a date, like when they're going to prom, you know, they can use those skills and then they're saving money. So another part of our business, well, we started Sashes and Crowns, but then our clients started calling us the bargain beauties because we're Forgan bargain beauty queens, but we're bargain hunters to the maximus. So we always try to instill that in our clients as well. You know, instead of hiring a makeup artist for $200 for the hour, hire us to teach you, and then you're going to know how to do it forever.
Right. We'll show you how to fish rather than feed you.
Right. Right. Well, I actually had somebody the other day say, well, would you mind if somebody called you cheap? And we said, bring it on.
Thank God. Because I hope that they will call me cheap.
If we're all cheap, then we have more money in our pocket. Now, we're not.
We're not really cheap.
No. We just like a bargain. When we see a red sales sticker, we get excited. You know, that's savings in our pocket.
And same with our, you know, the clients come to us, and a big part of our training is wardrobe consultation. Well, a dress can cost $5,000, $10,000, but we're never going to steer them down that path because we don't feel like that's a good investment for their money. So why not rent a dress or get a hand-me-down dress, borrow a dress from your big sister, from your best friend. So we always find a way for them to maximize their dollars so that they can really spend it on training, getting the tools that they'll have for the rest of their life.
Right. And when you live in a city like Los Angeles, head down to downtown LA to the garment district and you can purchase a gown for under $200. So we teach all of our clients about that and show them the ropes.
Yeah. It is an expensive sport.
It is an expensive sport.
So another big part of our training is actually sponsorship. In the first session, we create a personalized sponsorship letter, cover letter, and kind of the goal of how much they want to raise. And we break it all down on how they can achieve that amount of sponsorship.
Mm. Yeah, then they can use that money for their entry fee, their training with us, their wardrobe, and then they can also get in-kind sponsorships. You know, a lot of local businesses, especially in small towns, are willing to negotiate. You know, we'll give you free hair services, tanning, nails,
jewelry,
you know, the whole thing.
Maybe even your swimsuit, your dress.
That's true, yeah.
It doesn't hurt
to ask. You don't really
have
to spend a lot of money if people help
you
out.
You don't.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool. So, God, I mean, I still have like so many questions I want to ask you because I never really think about pageants.
I think we need to sign you up for a pageant.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm starting to be interested.
Okay, we're gonna sign you up.
So I was gonna ask, like, usually when young women go into pageants and stuff, I mean, you guys, you know, became models or continue to be models, but you started your own business. What do they usually get into? I mean, do they usually go for entertainment stuff?
The girls that compete in pageants.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it depends which system they're competing in. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know Miss USA and Miss America girls the best. And for Miss USA, the girls usually go into entertainment. I would say 8 out of 10 times the girls are going into a career where they want to be in the entertainment field.
Or even like local news reporters. You know, we had a client who's one of our good friends now. She competed and she also went to law school. So she was a pageant girl. She went to law school and then we helped her get into legal commentating. So it's another element of entertainment where she's using a special skill set, but she learned how to be a great communicator by doing pageants. So definitely a lot of those girls will be in the limelight in some form or fashion. Even if it's just with philanthropy, you know, a lot of the girls, they may not be in a city like LA where they can really work in modeling or entertainment full time, but they're involved in their, you know, local chamber of commerce or they're involved with a local charity and they get opportunities to speak publicly. And so they can lean back on those skills that they learned from us.
Right. And so I can see how people that are not necessarily into pageants would come and do this because it helps you to present yourself, you know, to the world, you know, and I think some people don't know how, you know.
like we were telling Steph earlier, it's learning life skills, how to interview, how to do small talk.
Right.
You know, how many times are we at family events or work events and you're meeting somebody completely new? It's kind of awkward, right? And especially if you don't have a drink in your hand. It's like, oh, no, what do I do with my hands? So we teach you, you know, where to place your hands, you know, a couple of safe topics for meeting somebody new, you know, what do you do on the weekends?
Yeah.
You know, Not well, which church do you go to? You know, let's talk about friendly topics.
Oh, boy, don't go there. Yeah.
Who are you voting for president?
Yeah. I think we could actually help out Herman over there.
Yeah, that's true. Herman Cain, huh?
I think we're going to have to call him.
I think we need to reach out to him. He needs some sashes and crowns in his life.
I am curious. This is just random. But with the interviews, more specifically USA, like, what kind of questions do they ask? And what if you literally, you truly just don't know the answer? I mean,
oh, boy.
Yeah.
You can never, rule number one.
That's a make it or break it.
It is.
Yeah, you cannot know.
You're never allowed to say, I don't know.
Right.
Or, okay. Don't make noises.
Yeah, just answer the question. Right. But, you know, that comes with a lot of practice, and it's also a learned skill. You know, when we first start doing interview training with a client, they may not know the answers, but really, they do know the answer. You know,
sure.
You're asked questions that, even if it's a political question, there's always a way that it relates back to you, and we always tell our clients to stick with what you know.
Right.
You know yourself, and that's one of the best benefits to pageants, is that it does force you to know yourself inside and out. You really do have to think about what your opinion is on everything imaginable,
and
which is nice for a little soul searching.
And always know that your answer will never be wrong if you're answering it true to yourself.
Oh.
Okay, so they're not asking, though, like, what's the state bird? Like,
no.
Specific question.
Gosh, we would not have won crowns if they asked what the state bird was.
But there are some silly questions.
But they do ask for opinions, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Year I had competed at Miss USA, the Pope had just passed away. Mm. Now, normally, questions are not asked based on religion.
Religion, yes. Mm-hmm. That's a deep one. Ooh.
But I had just finished reading the Da Vinci Code, and the judge said, well, the Pope has just passed. Who do you think should be the new Pope, and why?
Oh, my God.
Oh, silent bird tweeting.
They have to understand, though, that that's a serious question. You can't just blah, blah, blah. I mean, let's think about it for a second here.
Right.
Well...
It's not, you know, like the first thought in my brain is not, well, who's in the running for the Pope? It's not like the president.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it could be for some. But I just smiled at everybody and I said, well, the church has always done a wonderful job choosing the popes and I'm sure that they'll do the same.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get myself
in and out
because I didn't want to give an answer because I didn't want to make anybody
upset. Sounds
upset.
Like a politician to me.
Yeah.
That was for the USA one or your state one?
Miss USA.
USA. Okay, wow.
And then I think I ended it with, I need to read the follow-up to the Da Vinci Code. I don't know.
Nice. Have you ever been asked a question that was just...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was asked a lot of, in the South, there were a lot of religious questions that were asked often, and also issues of race. And they were hard. And I remember leaving a few interviews when I first started doing pageants and just being in tears.
Really?
But you learn how to, you know, if you're asked a question like that and you're just thinking about the political issue or the religious issue, those can be tricky things to answer. But if I just think about how it affects me personally as a teenager, a college student, you know, different places where I was in my life when I was competing, then there's always a way to answer it and make it, you know, about me, because really the interview room is not about, you know, it's not a place to learn about politics or religion or what my favorite color is. It's really to learn who is Tara Darby, who's Christina Nardozzi, you know, who is the contestant that's being interviewed. So, you know, you just learn. It's a skill. It's a learned skill. And we work with our clients most on interview because it's like their least favorite thing to work on. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever wants to work
on
interview.
And they always say that they're really good
at it. They always think they're good at it, and they're almost always
interview.
Terrible.
Every single client, what are your strengths and what are your weaknesses for pageant prep? I'm really awesome at interviewing.
I have a great personality.
And
the judges love me.
We're like, they're going to be miserable.
What do they usually say is their weakness?
Their walk.
Yeah,
really?
They always have it opposite.
Yeah, I was going to say, that should become a little
exciting. But we only know that because we've judged so many pageants. At this point, we're not able to judge pageants because we know so many clients in every state across the country.
That's a good point.
It's a conflict of interest. But after we did compete, we had a lot of opportunities where we were able to judge. And you really do see the opposite side of things, you know. Mm-hmm. And we are able to, you know, really approach our interview training from... you know, both perspectives, having been a contestant and then having been a judge. And I think that's one thing that our clients really appreciate about us is that we've been there. We've been in that room, you know, on both sides of the table, so they can learn a lot from us.
Yeah. Now, did you find that after winning the state pageant that it opened doors and opportunities for you? Do you win any money in those competitions?
Oh, yeah. The prize package is different for each state. Mm-hmm. And mine was quite lucrative in goods.
Nice.
I had $50,000 in dental work.
Oh, really? Wow.
Which was...
Hello!
I appreciated that, as well as my old silver fillings are no longer there.
You got to have a good grill if you're going to be a beauty queen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
But, you know, one of the motivations, pure motivations, is actually scholarship for school. And almost every... I would say almost every pageant in the USA system has a scholarship towards higher education.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like we said, it's the prestige, you know, mm-hmm. having the opportunity to do a lot of public speaking around your state, having mm-hmm. the opportunity to champion causes that are close to your heart. You know, mm-hmm. it was such a fun opportunity for us to go and, I mean, you do the parades, you do everything, you go to schools
and
sign pictures for elementary right. students, but it's all so much fun and such a good experience for us and such good training for us too right. to be in entertainment now and having to speak in front of people constantly and having to audition constantly. Mm-hmm. It was a perfect fit for us.
Yeah. Well, this is good. So okay, well, so we're talking to Tara. I'm sorry, I'm like looking at Tara Gray here because I was going to ask you if do you know Tara Gray, by
yes,
the way?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
she
was Miss Alabama?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Oh, she used to do a show here.
Yeah.
And then I remembered you, and I said, wait a minute, I know another Alabama.
Well, it gets confusing because my parents' name in Alabama, their last name is Gray, because my mother remarried, and then Tara was another Miss Alabama. So we are always, people are always getting us confused.
Really?
Because yeah, it's just, it's very confusing. But yes, I do know Tara very well. We competed. We went to school together, and then she won a few years before me. So, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Okay. Well, it's Sashes and Crowns. You can go to sashesandcrowns.com.
Great website. Check it out.
Tara Darby, of course, beautiful as ever. Started at 14, right? And I'm just reading a little bit on you here. And Christina Nardozzi.
Yes.
Now, you're married, right?
I am.
How long have you been married?
We just celebrated a year, October 2nd.
Congratulations.
Thank you. How cool.
You got married here?
No, in Boston.
Okay. Dating here is impossible. No. How did you meet
her? We did. We met on the Santa Monica Pier five years ago.
Really?
We did at a charity event. I was there as Miss Mass. Uh-huh. Miss Massachusetts, I was the MC for the St. John's Children's Hospital event. Uh-huh. And Mike was there as he is with the LA Tri Club,
uh-huh.
and he was there signing in the elite runners, and I saw him from afar,
uh-huh.
and I went over. I was single for several months, uh-huh. and I was ready to date, and I noticed Mike, and I walked over, and I said, hi.
Are you serious?
I did.
You're the one who made the move.
I did. I said, hi, I'm Christina, and we met, and didn't exchange any numbers or information, but our friend who had us there connected us. We had both emailed about each other. Went on our first date on Halloween of 2006.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And got married last year. Tara was a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. How cool.
So my married last name is Buer.
Uh-huh.
And everyone back home calls me Christina Bua.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Lovely. New pageant name. I like it.
And Tara, what about you? When are you getting married?
I don't know about that.
No rush.
You've been dating the same guy for a while, though, right?
Yes, I have.
And, but no marriage plans at this point. Yeah, I mean, you're in your career and stuff. Who needs to get married, you know?
Right.
Yeah, do it when you're ready to have kids and stuff. Unless you meet someone like she did where, she can't live without him, so.
No, Tara can't live without her boy toy. That's what we call him.
I like to call him my boy toy. Boyfriend seems too juvenile.
And anyways, in California, a couple more years, you'll be legally married.
Oh, awesome. So,
right.
Really?
Romantic.
Is that how it is? How long?
I don't know. I think it's like
seven years.
But
you've been together over five. So before you know it, it'll be legal.
And you met him here?
No, we met working on a television show when I was living in Texas.
So off topic, but when it comes to guys, I'm like, how do you meet a man in LA?
No.
Anyway. Oh, no, yeah.
Go to mixers. Go to,
can't do that.
No, but don't be afraid to go and introduce
yourself out there.
Sure. Why not?
We did that to get our guys. You just got to go for it.
When you know what you want.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You're whatever beautiful. You're smart. Dating, I bet they are just like
dating coach.
I bet they are really knocking down the door for you, and you don't even notice.
Possibly.
You're beautiful.
It's
and
more
smart
meeting
and sweet.
The right person. That,
live, right. That's true. Yeah.
Live a life of no regrets.
There we go.
There we go.
I love
Great.
It. On that note.
And on that note, folks, we're gonna end the show. Thank you so much,
Thank
ladies,
you.
For coming
Thank
in.
Thank you.
It's been a lot of pleasure. We learned a lot. And sashesandcrowns.com. Yeah. And Stephanie, thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to do our pageant wave. I know the viewers can't see it, but we're all pageant waving
elbow,
goodbye
elbow,
to you.
Elbow, wrist, oh, yeah.
All right. See you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.